The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Do I start shooting now?
Good morning.
That would be your cue.
Oh, that's my cue?
That's your cue.
Now I can start shooting?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. This is Free Fire Radio. I am not Carl and Linda Bott. This is Ken Murray. I'm filling in while they're on vacation. If you have any emails to send complaining about the way I do the show, send them to Carl Bott. His email address is Carl at, what is it?
Carl. That would be Carl at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, yeah. Send them to him.
You can also hop in the chat room. I'll relay the juiciest ones. KCNR1460.com and listen live and chat on the stream. Let me do the weather before you get launched off here.
It's windy in here.
It's a warm, balmy 75 degrees, and we're looking for a high approaching the century mark. That all leads up to a red flag warning because we've got some wind going on. Those winds be out of the north at about 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 21 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low 62. Sunny and hot tomorrow, again, pushing the century mark. And that's going to be the situation through Friday, and then it cools off for the weekend. Temperatures dropping back down into the high 80s, low 70s, with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Right now, downtown, 75. Again, a red flag warning. Clear skies in this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are offering senior citizen and veteran discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Again, this is Ken Murray. This morning, my guest is Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, Shannon Phillips.
Good morning. Good morning, Ken.
What's a Chief Operating Officer?
Well, in our organization, what it means is that I work closely with our President and CEO, John Mancasola, and I'm primarily in charge of our operations side of the organization. Our department heads report to me. I work closely with our grant-making staff and on our communications.
What's that leave out?
What does that leave out? It leaves out all of our investments, which is good for you and me. We have a whole accounting department that takes care of making sure that we pay all of our bills, we stay current in all of our investments. We make good investments so that we earn more money. The more we earn, the more we have to give.
Okay, McConnell started off with what? $500 million, somewhere around there. $400 million, $500 million, something like that.
So our biggest growth spurt was in 1988 when Mrs. McConnell sold off her distribution for Farmers Insurance Group. Mm-hmm. And that the foundation received a check for over $200 million. So that's when we really became, we had some substantial assets to start giving away 5% that, you know, was real money in real time. And that's when we started to develop our grant-making program and set up guidelines and have a formal grant-making process.
And you, by your bylaws, or is it by state law or federal law, give away 5% every year?
It's a federal law, and it's our for our nonprofit status, we are required to give away 5% of our charitable assets. And so every year that, you know, moves just a little bit, but on average right now we give away $15 million a year.
Okay. So you're giving away $15 million a year, and you give it away to whom?
We give it to 5 Northern California counties, 2 countries, the countries of Nepal and Laos, and we give it to nonprofits, government agencies, and public schools.
What government agencies?
Well, any government agency is eligible to apply to us. We do have a government policy, And what that policy basically says is that we don't provide essential government services. So an example would be we wouldn't fund police officers or fire personnel. But what we do help with are projects that have a community-based buy-in and are over and above the essential government services. I think the best example of that is the Reading Library. When the library had an opportunity to be competitive for a statewide grant, and the new Library Now Community Committee went forward and garnered lots of community support for that project, that's the type of thing we want to be part of. We fall in the community place.
So would you characterize your organization as following community will or looking for holes and filling it?
Both. And that's so we're just getting ready to celebrate 30. We're celebrating this year 30 years of grant making. And so in that process, we've been doing some reflection. And one of the things that we've learned is if we're too far out in front, we are rarely successful. So we do look for that passion and commitment at the community level before the foundation gets involved. We also have the ability to be long-term thinkers. And in some of our own projects, such as the development of Lima Ranch, those were Mrs. McConnell's resources. And in the whole design process, we were thinking, look out 50 years and come back. So we tried to build a place that will outlive all of us. But when it comes to grant making, we really find that we need that core community support. We need that core community buy-in before we jump in as a funder.
How long have you owned the city of Reading?
We don't own the city of Reading. We are residents in the city of Reading.
It is often said that the city is unduly influenced by the McConnell Foundation. And how do you respond to that?
Well, I think that, you know, in my tenure at the foundation, I've been with McConnell for 23 years. So we've seen city council people come and go, and we've also seen a few city managers. And our experience is that the city has always been receptive to working with us. They recognize that we do significant things in this community. But I don't think that they've ever extended any favors to us. And on the flip side, we've always been very conscious that what we do to the letter and above. And I'll give an example. When we built Lima Ranch, we made an agreement with the city of Reading that we would take care of the medians on Shasta View Drive, and we would plant them and we would maintain them. And, you know, we've really tried to be good stewards and make sure that we take really good care of that landscape. And, you know, the same thing with the roundabouts that went in as a result of Reading School of the Arts. We worked closely with the city of Reading to help them be able to do that project without it unduly impacting taxpayers.
I can tell from my own personal experience that that the McConnell Foundation has not always been the favorite of the city power structure inside. On the other hand, McConnell has done a number of wonderful things in the city. I hear a lot of these complaints about McConnell ought to spend money on this, that, or the other thing, and I think to myself, it's their money. Why am I worried about it? You know, spend it however you want. I'm just grateful that the foundation is here in Reading, and I can, at least during my terms on the council, the two times I was on, there was never, ever any influence by the McConnell Foundation that swayed a single vote I was aware of. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking this morning with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation. We'll take your calls at whatever the number is around here.
530-605-4567 is, of course, the number to call. This portion of the Free Fire Radio program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. It is one of the few full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Check them out at 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back after these messages.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
/718, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all makes, models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Where do you come up with this weird bumper music? It's only weird to you, because, you know.
I'm sorry, I'll look for some Chuck Berry, or should I go back a little further, something from Tommy Dorsey, maybe more up your alley?
Chuck Berry at work. Chuck Berry at work. And I do remember Tommy Dorsey. You only know it from history books, but you're a kid. This is Ken Murray. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda this week. My guest this morning is Chief Operating Officer of the McCallum Foundation, Shannon Phillips. Phone number is 605-4567. Shannon, I want to know about these high school kids or grammar school, whoever you're sending to Yosemite every year. What is that all about?
So the Yosemite program through Nature Bridge is our longest running program. And we, since the early 90s, have been sending students to Yosemite for a week-long environmental education camp. Originally, we sent juniors, and then we expanded the program to include sophomores because we wanted to give students an opportunity to be exposed to Yosemite sooner than their junior year when they might be starting to plan what colleges they wanted to go to or what studies they wanted to pursue. And we offered these seats to, or these places for students to go to all five counties we serve. And we take a mix of students. So we take at-risk students, we take average students, and we take high-achieving students. And then we mix them all up into groups, and the experience is amazing. These kids that come from five counties in Northern California, Modoc, Siskiyou, Trinity, Shasta, and Tehama counties, many of them have never been to Yosemite, and many of them really benefit from the opportunity to mix with kids from other schools. The other thing that's so amazing about the program is that the students are out every day hiking and learning about nature and the outdoors and choices and the environment, and they really become bonded, and they help each other. So, for example, the football player might help the student who is not so athletic but really smart in sciences and math, and before the end of the week, they've found a way to work with each other, help each other, learn from each other, and the relationships that are built through this program, you know, where kids come back and they have a broader view of the world and the North State, and it's just an amazing program to watch work.
I'm trying to formulate a question. I'm sitting here thinking that the program, as you described it, would work anywhere. Doesn't have to be in Yosemite. Why did you choose Yosemite?
So I think the reason it works in Yosemite is the grandeur of Yosemite. That feeling of going there and realizing that there is something bigger than ourselves. Just the incredible...
You're taking the position that a teenager can recognize that?
Oh, over the week they do.
There's something bigger than them?
Well, they are also primarily disconnected from social media and their devices. And, you know, it's just the evolution. You take a shy student, you take an extrovert, you watch the extrovert learn to be more quiet as the week progresses because of the nature and how it settles them. You watch the quiet person as the week progresses become more chatty and outspoken because of what the nature elicits in them. It just has an impact that we haven't been able to tangibly evaluate. So it's all anecdotal at this point, but from the students, we ask them to do some community service before they go on the program, and it has to be environmental in nature. So it can be everything from picking up trash in their neighborhood to working at the arboretum or helping to replant trees. So they have that experience going in. That's their only buy-in to the program. The program is 100% funded by the McConnell Foundation. And then after the program is complete, we ask them to write an essay for us describing their experience. And it's amazing the depth of these essays. It's chilling. It elicits tears. It can make you giggle because these kids have a real transformation experience.
I'm going to get some of these kids on the radio.
Yes, yes.
When do they do this?
So they do it in the spring. It's usually around spring break. So it changes every year based on when we get our allotted slot or week. And the students, you know, it would be a great program when they get back to capture a few of them and hear firsthand from them about their experience.
You say this is has something to do with environmental sensitivity, and what does that mean? I mean, I practically grew up in Yosemite. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't live that far. We spent 6 weeks every summer up there. And that was a long time ago. In more recent times, Yosemite has been on the verge of being an environmental catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So Yosemite,
one of the things that's been so great is every year they use whatever's going on around the park as part of their curriculum. So if there have been wildfires, or there's been flooding, or there's been a drought, those are, you know, three really good examples of how they build that into the curriculum for the kids. One of the things they emphasize from the very beginning, the Nature Bridge instructors, is, you know, leave no trace. So, for example, the kids are all given a bandana, and that serves as their placemat in their lap to eat on top of, so that they, you know, roll up their trash and their crumbs and put them back in their backpacks and, you know, leave nothing, not even a crumb, because they learn things like why we don't feed wildlife, what the importance is of picking up your own trash. They talk about water levels and the impact it has when there's too much or too little on, you know, all of the landscape surrounding the creeks and the rivers. They talk about the how old Yosemite is, how long it's been as it is, and will continue to be. And it's, for many of the students, when they come back, they just have this sense of the awe is a little overwhelming at the beginning, and at the end it's very empowering that there's a whole world out there.
I think Yosemite is one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Agreed.
And I've been around a lot. Who picks them?
They are picked by their counselors at their schools, and we feel that the counselors know better the students than we do. Some of the smaller schools, the counselor may also be with a principal or with a teacher based on how their staffing levels are. But the other thing that's so great about the schools picking is, you know, they know the kids, so they can give us insight if a student is especially shy, or if they have some physical limitations, or if they have some learning disabilities. You know, through the years, we've had a variety of students attend. We've had a deaf student who brought their interpreter, you know, and so it's real helpful to work closely with the schools.
You're doing some construction of some kind there?
We are.
Thank you. Is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
Oh, good. Tell me about it.
So, you know, as I mentioned, this has been our longest ongoing program, and we were approached by Nature Bridge, the Nature Bridge Board, you know, a good amount of time ago, 8 years ago maybe or so, time flies, about a new campus that was being built in Yosemite. This campus required federal approval all the way through the Department of the Interior, and it's the first campus to be built in a national park in a very long time. Our board of directors, which is only five members, made a decision to do a lead pledge gift of $5 million to the project. We're the single largest private donor in the project. And it just really resonated with our board because of our longstanding program in Yosemite and the ability to do something that, you know, will outlive all of us.
Campus, define campus to me.
So the campus will be a learning environment. It'll be a place the students get to stay, eat, learn, and experience from. So hikes and a variety of things will take place from the campus location. The reason this is so significant for running the program is it solves the residential issue necessary to take these kids to Yosemite every year. And it releases some of the impact on Curry Village, where we are currently having our kids stay in campsites.
I don't know. I always thought one of the joys of Yosemite was staying in a tent.
Absolutely.
So this new campus is going to have buildings?
It's going to have buildings and built with beautiful, sustainable materials. It's nothing fancy, but it is durable and sustainable. And even the building of the campus will be part of the curriculum the students learn about.
Okay. We've got to take a break. Your calls are welcome at 605-4567. Anything you want to know about the McConnell Foundation, now's the time to ask. We'll be right back.
And at 7:30, Free Fire Radio continues. Bastiani Arms bringing you this portion of the program. 2539 Larkspur Lane. They're our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani priding himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
And 7:34 at KCNR Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years, they've been bringing Northern California satellite service. They are your source for Dish Network. They're an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. That's Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. And there you go, Ken.
So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine.
I love it. This is not music I can understand. It's got words and, you know, a tune and stuff like that. Welcome back to the program. It's Ken Murray sitting in for, and Bob's just messing with my head. Sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. My guest this morning is Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, Shannon Phillips, and the phone number is 605-4567. What are you doing down here where the old police station is? Or was?
Thank you for asking. We have demolished the former police station, the brick structure itself, and we kept the warehouse space. And we are turning that warehouse space into an activation space called California Street Labs. And it will be managed by Shasta Living Streets. They'll be the nonprofit that leads the activities.
Who are they?
They are a longstanding group in our community who've been around for quite a while, making lots of improvements at the policy level and the activation level for bikes and pedestrians, and opportunities for a bike culture in our community.
Okay, Ann Thomas. These are the bike people.
These are the bike people.
Okay.
Ann Thomas, Shasta Living Streets, and they've been really making some serious inroads in our community in terms of having biking be part of the transportation dialogue for redevelopment downtown. We selected them because of their community engagement. They have the ability to bring people together because of their interest in activation. They have a pop-up that's currently in the downtown Reading promenade area and a storefront. So they have experience with bringing the public in, helping to coordinate bike tours, bike education, bike safety, the variety of biking opportunities that we have as a community. So they will be our activation lead group. We're currently getting ready to open the first week of October. And what will take place in that space, the space will initially be open on Thursdays and Saturdays from 11 to 7. And there will be several things going on at one time for free for the community to come down. And what we're looking for is for this to be a learning lab. We want to see what people like and don't like, what draws crowds, what areas of interest. And then we're hoping that some of these activation opportunities will turn into actual small businesses in the downtown Reading area.
First off, you know, I happen to think we ought to get rid of all the bike lanes and take boats everywhere.
Okay.
That would be my favorite idea.
Okay.
But since that isn't going anywhere, what's going to draw me to this place? I'm an old guy. What's going to draw me to whatever they're doing down there? What's an activation?
Okay, so let's just use, for example, maybe you're interested in learning more about how you can bike safely in Reading.
I'm not interested in learning anything about bikes. I don't want to get on a bike. I'll fall off. I'll hurt myself.
What about learning about, what about walking down and getting fresh fruits and vegetables and sitting on a bench and watching people?
Other than the walking part, that sounds good. I'm not big on exercise.
Okay, so don't tell anyone, but you can actually drive down there, park, sit on a bench in the activation space, you know, eat a fresh piece of fruit, or perhaps there'll be a food truck there over time, or drink some kombucha, or bring your own Diet Coke, and you'll see kids drawing with chalk, or you might see someone doing an art installation, or you might see someone doing some leather work. You might watch people paint a mural. You might go down there at night if you can't sleep, and there may be a film being shown on the south wall.
What happens to that lot where the you tore down the whole police station?
That becomes public parking.
Well, it's going to be a parking lot?
It's going to be surface parking, open to the public.
What did you do with the bricks?
We salvaged as many as we could, and we're currently storing them in a foundation barn. And we have made about 200 of them available to the police station, and Chief Roger Moore has been able to disseminate them to current and past sworn and non-sworn personnel who worked in the police station as a memento of their work there. We are also hanging on to some of them to use potentially, as Barry Tippin, the city manager, said, maybe we'll use them for downtown awards.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll be able to reuse some of them in a future construction project.
So I'm going to go drive down there. I'm going to sit on a bench, eat a fruit, and watch a guy poke holes in leather and make purses. Okay.
And then you're going to be able to give your input. You're going to be able to say, you know, that was really cool. I had no idea we had leather workers in Reading. Or you're going to say, you know, once was enough for me, an hour and I'm done. I don't really see that as being too inspiring to get me to come back downtown.
What kind of small business do you think is going to evolve from this?
Well, there could be things like fashion design, for example. Someone might make something that they show at the activation space that, you know, they sell out. It's a pop-up. People love it. They receive it really well in our community, and they think to themselves, I just did a little market research, and I was well-received. I'm going to take a step and rent a space and expand my business and see if I can, you know, I can have my own retail space.
Why only 2 days a week?
Well, we're going to start with 2 days a week. We want it to be manageable for the nonprofit who's running it initially so they can learn along the way as well. The second thing is this is learning lab time. So we want to see what the demand is. We also want to allow for some space to be rented or utilized for special events. And so that would be a separate addition to this space. And, for example, a nonprofit may decide they want to do a Friday evening event, and we could make the whole space available to them.
What are you going to do with the old whorehouse across the street?
We are going to develop it into a bike-themed cafe to complement a bike depot, which will provide opportunities for people to come from the Diesel Horse to downtown right through that space, right next to that space, and be able to have bike tours leave from there, bike education, light retail for bikers such as water bottles, that type of thing, and then we're going to have a bike cafe.
Are there enough bikers to make any of that stuff profitable? Or does it matter to the foundation?
It does matter to the foundation. And actually, the research so far shows that, yes, there is. So we realize that, of course, anything that we do that's new, there's a risk factor. But we also believe the demographics and the research and the infrastructure that's being created in our community, we think this will encourage more biking for families, more biking for those who already have it as an expertise, whether you're a mountain biker or a long-distance biker. And we just think the access is going to help us gauge whether this is a community amenity we can develop.
Okay. We've got a call. If you want to call in, it's 605-4567. Ranger Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a question for the young lady. I'm with the VFW, and 20% of the population in this county is veterans. And I'm sitting here listening to everything that McConnell Foundation does, but and then I talked to a few friends, and we're trying to figure out what McConnell Foundation's ever done for veterans, and I'm sure they've done something. I just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for the question. Will you take your answer on the air, please?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling. And yes, we have done things for veterans in the five counties that we serve. The McConnell Foundation does have what's called the McConnell Fund, and it's available for organizations that are seeking grants, $50,000 and less. And that fund is administered by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and we have done a variety of veterans projects through that fund. We also have worked recently on some veteran opportunities to, we helped sponsor a veterans panel at Shasta College through their speaker series, and had a good cross-section of veterans who have served share their experience. We also have helped with the Memorial Day celebration and recently helped fund several of the markers that were added to honor the previous Mien and Lao veterans, as well as Afghanistan, I believe, and then veterans of the Vietnam War. We will speak and meet with any group, and if any veterans organization has an idea of something that requires grant funding, you or they can call me directly at 226-6231. We are a broad-based funder and fund in all areas, community vitality, social services, healthcare, the environment, education, etc.
If you have a question for Shannon Phillips from the O'Connell Foundation, the phone number is 605-4567. We'll be back right after this.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cal North Forestry, with a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry. They are a professional tree service and more for your home or business, specializing in tree trimming. They're locally owned by Tom Yeomans. Their number is 530-200-8123. If your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of service. That's Cal North Forestry, 200-8123.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And about 9 minutes now before 8 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio, Cornerstone Community Bank brings you this portion of the program with their drive-through teller and ATM extended business hours, safe deposit boxes, all the usual things, but a great level of customer service. Tour the new location in the Redding area. Meet the team of professionals. They have expanded services at the downtown Redding branch at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill. Well, there's your major landmark. Cornerstone Community Bank. View online at bankcornerstone.com.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl Bott. Phone number is 605-4567, and we're talking with Shannon Phillips of the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation has controlled the waterfront in the city of Redding for several years because they bought the leases on Park Marina Drive from whoever owned them before. And I guess it was, can't think of his name right now. But in any event, you acquired those leases.
Cooters.
No.
Oh,
Spade.
No, Spade.
Yeah. Yeah, Spade. Bob Spade, who built all those Pecky Cedar buildings down there and that roundhouse sitting out in the middle of the lagoon. And many years ago, McConnell bought out Spade's interest in those leases. The underlying fee title is belonging to the Kutras family. And there was hope for a long time that an accommodation could be reached between the Kutras family and the McConnell Foundation to develop the waterfront. That did not happen. And your leases are soon to expire, are they not?
That's correct.
When?
They expire 12/31 of 2020.
Okay, so there's another 2 years to go on the leases. And I asked Lee Salter about that one time. He says, hey, it was a good investment. You've made money off the deal. You made some improvements down there. But the big thing that everybody in town is interested in is, why don't we develop our waterfront? You've been unable to reach an agreement with the Kutras group to do that. And so I guess you're going to take your marbles and go home at the end of the lease term. There's not much else you can do. It's frankly up to the Kutras family, not the city of Redding and not the McConnell Foundation, when and if the waterfront ever gets developed. Have I got that correct?
You have that correct.
All right. So that's one thing I wanted to mention. The second thing I want to mention is you're partnering with the city of Redding on an affordable housing project. Can you tell me about that?
You bet. So we applied for an Affordable Housing Sustainable Communities Grant, AHSC, through the state. And our partners were the city of Redding and K2 Land Investment. And we were successful. We learned in June that we successfully were awarded $20 million for an affordable housing project that will be at the north end of the parking structure in downtown Reading. This is really significant because this is the second affordable housing grant that the city of Reading and the community has received. K2 received the first one for the former Dickers location, which is now under construction. This is a new area for McConnell for several reasons. One, it's our first project in affordable housing. Second of all, it's our first project where we have partnered with another entity. And third, it's our first state grant. We are a grantor, but we have not been a grantee in the past. So this is all new territory for us. But we have felt for some time now, we feel the shortage of housing in our community and also the housing shortage statewide. And we had one of those moments where we said to ourselves, why not? And what really prompted us to go after this specific grant is we have made a 10-year commitment to help revitalize downtown Reading. And we know that more people living downtown is going to be one of the single most important drivers of revitalization. So the goal of this community, after the strategic plan, the update for the downtown draft plan of what makes a healthy downtown, a goal of 1,000 people living downtown is one that was stated for a community our size. And so the foundation is committed to helping to bring affordable housing and then hopefully eventually market rate housing as well to complement. We think that a healthy downtown needs both. And so we've moved from the concept stage to the design stage, and we are working closely with K2 and the City of Reading on this project, and we're very excited about its potential.
Okay, you're talking about the parking structure that is immediately west of the Shasta College building.
Correct.
Where's anybody going to park?
Well, I have two pieces of good news on that front for you. One, prior to going into this project, we did meet with all of our stakeholders surrounding us, which includes Shasta College, to let them know we were applying. When we applied for this grant, we also applied for an IIG grant, infill infrastructure grant, for supportive parking. We had our fingers crossed. We were very hopeful. We were also awarded that grant, which is $4 million. Let's just say a parking slot is $40,000. It may be less. It may be more. That would probably be around 100 parking slots. Mm-hmm. So we feel good about that grant because it helps us. It is something to replace some of the parking that's being taken away. As I mentioned earlier, we're also making a portion of the former police station available for public parking, surface parking. Mm-hmm. And the way this Affordable Housing Sustainable Communities project is playing itself out, the south end of the parking structure will also be surface parking. At the same time, the City of Reading is about to come out with their parking study, which they've been working on for quite some time, to show where we have, maybe we have a little bit of a parking distribution problem. Maybe there are parking places we're not utilizing. What's our shortage? What are our projections? What are other spaces that can be used? So we're optimistic that while we are taking some parking away, there are parking solutions that are being played out on several fronts to help with that problem.
You'll pardon me if I'm a little less enthusiastic about all of that. Turns out that this latest study of the parking needs follows on several previous studies of parking needs that only made everybody unhappy. So I have no hope this one's going to make anybody happy at all, but it is what it is. Don't hold up your fingers at me, Bob Belanger.
That's the one-minute warning.
Oh. You're warning me now. Shannon, I've appreciated you being here this morning. And I, one last question on that last subject. When's somebody going to break ground on that? On that affordable housing?
We would like to break ground in about a year.
There's a lot of things to do to get
there. There's a lot of things to do. We have a full plate right now, but a plate that we're gladly accepting and totally embracing.
Shannon, I truly appreciate you being in here this morning.
Thank you, Ken. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we're going to come back, and I think we're going to talk dogs and cats. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump extending an olive branch to world leaders during an address this past hour before the UN General Assembly in New York.
I honor the right of every nation in this room to pursue its own customs, beliefs, and traditions. The United States will not tell you how to live or work or worship. We only ask that you honor our sovereignty in return.
The president also highlighted the improved relations between the U.S. and North Korea since he took office early last year. Days before what could be a pivotal hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Senate leaders are hardening their positions. Here's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer going after Republicans.
If President Trump and Senate Republicans are so certain the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh aren't true, why aren't they welcoming the FBI to look into it?
Mitch McConnell arguing it's not about fact-finding.
Democrats have already made up their mind and chosen their tactics. Delay, obstruct, and resist.
And McConnell vowing there will be a vote.
Judge Kavanaugh will be voted on here on the Senate floor, up or down.
Wally Hines, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street right now, it's a mixed bag. The Dow Jones Industrial Average holding its own, doing well. In fact, it's up by 27 points. The Nasdaq struggling a bit. It's down by 10. U.S. home prices rose in July, but at the slowest pace in 10 months.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 5.9% in July compared with a year earlier. Home prices are rising at twice the rate of wages. Sales of existing homes have declined 1.5% in the past 12 months. Mortgage rates last week reached their highest level since May.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Las Vegas, Seattle, and San Francisco reported the biggest annual gains, with all three cities seeing double-digit price increases. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Yesterday, we took a look at concerns about how the Internet is being handled by adversaries, but that may also include web censorship. And is that becoming a problem for conservatives? Keith Peters continues his series of reports.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey thinks so, saying a lot of conservative-leaning folks in his company don't feel safe to express their opinions. Washington Examiner columnist Selena Zito says a recent column of hers was censored by Facebook, and she still hasn't received an official explanation.
Maybe it was a bug. Maybe a series of people hit that it was spam on their own Facebook pages. You know, you don't know because, again, there's no transparency. Nobody tells you, hey, this is what happened. We're sorry.
She says the content was eventually restored, but only after prodding the company over and over again. She says there are many other unanswered parts of the story than there are facts. We'll explore that tomorrow.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. District Judge has restored federal protections to grizzly bears in the northern Rocky Mountains and blocked the first hunt's plan at almost three decades. More from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The ruling comes from a lawsuit filed by wildlife advocates and Native American tribes who sued to block the Interior Department's decision that lifted protections for more than 700 grizzly bears living in and around Yellowstone National Park. They say the animals still face threats from climate change and loss of habitat. But the governor of Wyoming says the grizzlies have come back and they should be hunted in his state.
That is Jackie Quinn reporting. Arby's owner Inspire Brands is buying the Sonic drive-in hamburger chain. Inspire is paying $43.50 per share cash, or $2.3 billion for Sonic, which has some 3,600 restaurants in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
But this is not Carl or Linda Bott. This is Ken Murray welcoming you to the program. And Bob's going to talk now, he says.
Well, normally at this time, we give you a little weather forecast. And the news is, not great this week. Hot for the rest of this week. Clear, sunny, and high near 100 degrees today. That will continue through tomorrow, all the way through Friday, in fact. Daytime highs close to the century mark. Starts to taper off as we head into the weekend. And by the time next Monday rolls around, we could actually see a slight chance of showers. So we will hope for that to break the summer pattern. Overnight lows will be in the low 60s, dropping down into the mid 50s by the end of the week. We are currently in a red flag warning, which means increased fire danger due to the high temperatures and north winds. Right now in downtown, it is 71 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are proud to be a sponsor of this program, and they have senior and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas Propane, their customers are warm friends, and it's also cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Coming up on October 6th is the Benton Airfare, a classic car show and shine. All kinds of events happening, including a pancake breakfast, model air show. The smoke jumpers will be on hands, and there will be rides in classic Warbird aircraft. All this happening at Benton Air Park on October the 6th. Admission just $5. Kids 12 and under get in for free at the historic Benton Airfield.
Again, this is Ken Murray. We're joined in the studio now by Mark Story from Haven Humane, the CEO, High Poobah, and whatever else. And April Scott, who is the director of development. I would think they were developing too many dogs and cats around here, but, you know, everybody needs a job. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
What are you developing?
Marketing department.
So April's here to talk about Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is going to be October 6th, which is our big gala and fundraising event. So April's going to talk about that because they've been working really hard on getting some great auction items, getting some sponsors, selling tickets, and we have, I think, 40 tickets left to sell.
We have 42 tickets left to sell, so if you haven't got your tickets, get them now. We sell out every single year.
Where is it?
Wind River Casino. Doors open at 5:30.
What date?
October 6th.
October 6th. That's week after next.
Yeah. Saturday.
I have to go back for a minute to Bob Alonji's weather report. I got to thinking about global warming when you were talking there, Bob. The fact is,
September's been hot for as long as I've lived here.
Well, there's a significant difference, though, that does show that climate change is, in fact, happening, and that is, for the first 30 years I lived here, there was an August gully washer. Mm. I can't remember the last time there was an August gully washer. It's been 20 years or something.
Yeah.
So, the climate, she is changing.
The climate has always been changing.
I know.
I would point out that Yosemite Valley was carved by glaciers, and the glaciers went away, and there were no SUVs to blame it on.
And I would point out that August gully washers...
And there were no SUVs.
August gully washers kept forest fires down, and We haven't had them, and the forest fires are worse. Does Haven Humane have a sense of humor?
Yes.
We have to
have a sense of humor with what we do.
I've interacted with Haven Humane. I've been to their board meetings in years past, and many years ago. Yeah, let's say 25 years ago, I had occasion to go to some of their board meetings. None of them had a sense of humor.
Things have changed a lot in 25 years.
I would hope so.
More than just global warming, yes. Things have changed quite a bit in 25 years, yeah. So we've come a long way just in the last few years. So Haven's a much different organization. I think the compassion for the animals absolutely hasn't changed at all. But the way that we care for them, the way that we go about saving them has changed drastically over the last few years. And that's why we're saving more than ever before. And I think that this community recognizes that, and they've been a huge supporter. And that's why we move forward with what we do. That's why our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets is an achievable goal, because the community is behind us in that. And the community really stepped up during the car fire and helped us out. They were there at a moment's notice, and that was inspiring. It was inspiring for myself. It was inspiring for the whole team. So, yeah, I think the future is very bright for Haven Humane Society and the animals in our community.
25 years ago, I called them. I said, I want to adopt the meanest cat you've got. They didn't have a sense of humor about that. They said, we don't have any mean cats. All we have is companion animals. Why do you want a mean cat? I said, I got a woodpecker eating the eaves out of my house, and I'm hoping it'll catch it. And, you know, I thought that was funny. They offered to send over an expert on getting rid of woodpeckers, which I thought was actually kind of sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have besides dogs and cats down there?
Well, we handle everything. Right now that we have, I'm trying to think of what we have. We had some lizards that were there that were fire evacuation animals. Those have gone home. We do have a stray tortoise. That's a big tortoise out back that they caught stray 2 days ago. I don't think it went home yet. It may have.
Wait a minute. You're taking in lizards?
Lizard, yeah, we take in everything. Yep.
What kind of lizards? The kind I...
They were iguanas, actually. They were a fire evacuation from
Dunsmuir. They were pets.
They were pets.
Okay.
Yeah, they were
okay.
Pets. Yeah.
I mean, I was going to have you come over to my house. I got a Brazilian lizard.
We don't do that, but we might be able to find you a mean cat.
Tell me about Bark, Wine, and Brew.
It is our 11th annual. We have a theme this year. It's a themed event, so it's the Dog Father. It's an evening of mutts and martinis. So we are asking people to come dressed in their favorite 20s, 30s, or 40s attire, whichever suits you best. We have some amazing auction items. We have a trip to Italy. We have a trip to Bali. We have a trip to go see Elton John, his last farewell tour. We have some really great stuff for our auction. Again, we're almost sold out. We only have 42 tickets left. October 6th, doors open at 5:30, Wind River Event Center. We sell it every year, so get your tickets now.
How much are they?
They're $50.
Holy guacamole, that's a lot of money.
Is it?
So for $50, for $50, I can come over and participate in an auction. It'll probably cost me $2,000, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
I love people that are clear on the concept. Yeah. Here.
It is a fundraiser. With everything that happened with the car fire, this is definitely going to help us recoup.
But you're going to get a full meal. You're going to get tons of entertainment.
Oh, I get to eat?
You get a cocktail?
I thought I had to drink.
You get to do
both.
You can
do that as well. We encourage both. And you get to celebrate with us all of our successes over the last year. It's a good time.
October 6th is a Saturday night?
Yes.
Saturday night. Okay. I'm sold. I'll buy a ticket.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
I'd love to have you there.
You can hop on Facebook or online, and you can purchase tickets, or you can call in, and we'll do it for you.
Well, I just give you a check before you leave.
Fantastic. If you can do that, and I'll do the rest. You got it.
That will absolutely work, too.
Well, I'm glad we have a plan, finally. Now, this. How many people will be at this event? Do you have room for how many?
It's right around 385 is about our limit.
Okay, and you only have 42 tickets left.
Yes.
10% of the tickets left, essentially.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
You just sold one,
yeah,
so
there you go.
You have less. And, Mark, how did you come to be director of Haven Humane?
Well, I was, so, I've never been asked that question on air. That's funny. I wasn't ready for that. So, I retired from the Air Force in 2009. I had a management degree. I needed a job. So, I actually landed a job down at Tehama County, managing the Animal Care Center down there for Tehama County. I did that for about 3 years. And then, when Dr. Ray John retired from Haven, I applied for the job, got the job, and the rest is history, so they say. So I've been there since February 2013.
What did you do in the Air Force that prepared you for this?
Well, I was an in-flight refueler, so I refueled airplanes at 30,000 feet. But what prepared me for this was my life experiences in the Air Force and my management. So the animal care aspect of it is something that I learned. It's a pretty steep learning curve. I mean, I love animals, but that doesn't qualify me for that. The management definitely qualified me to be the manager, and that's really what we need in this position. It's some leadership, it's some management. So,
all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take your calls, 605-4567, and absent any calls, I will mess with Mark Story's head some more. We'll be right back.
Following in Carl's footsteps in that regard. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, if your loved one needs extra help at home and is recovering from an injury or surgery, well, the amazing caregivers of Home Helpers can keep your loved one safe and independent in their own home. Schedules range from 2 hours to 24 hours a day based around the needs of your loved one. Sharon Clark is the owner, and she will come see you for a complimentary in-home consultation. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Let me repeat that. ReadingHomeHelpers.com, or give them a call at 226-8350. There is no place like home.
And Bobby Love.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
One world, one week, one film festival. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns to the Cascade Theater September 28th. Over 300 cities across the globe, including Reading, get to view and vote on the best short film in the world. Join us and help discover the next generation of feature filmmakers at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 28th at 7:30. Get advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
free.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony, complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel, who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
At 8:20, it is Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They're helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union, 221-0441.
We're back. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Grandma Linda Bott, talking to Mark Story and April Scott from Haven Humane. My favorite pet do-gooder is a gal whose name I don't even know. I play bridge, duplicate bridge, a couple of times a week at the Senior Citizens Hall in Reading. There are a bunch of feral cats live down by the river behind the Senior Citizens Hall. And for a long time, there was a little old lady who took in those cats, took them and got them spayed and neutered and released them back into the wild. And that little old lady died. And now there's a younger lady who does it. She's there every day with cat food and water for them to drink in little bowls. And she comes wandering down there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and the cats come out of the bushes along the river. There's five or six of them. They've all been spayed and neutered, and she feeds them and mm-hmm. pets them. Mm-hmm. Anybody else wanders around, they run like cats. You know, I don't know who she is. I don't know that she's ever been honored, but she's doing something actively, and the lady before her did something actively. For years, we've had a problem with feral cats in the community. And are there other people like that doing the same things out there?
Yeah, there's dozens of them, and it's not just our community. It's the whole country has issues with feral cats. So, and that's really the best way to solve those issues is to trap them, alter them, and then release them back out. Because that's the only way we're going to safely bring down the population. Actually, that's the only way we're going to bring down the population of the cats. There's a whole bunch of formulas and stuff, and it gets kind of boring. But basically, it has worked successfully in many, many, many cities throughout the country and throughout the world. And so that's ultimately where we'd like to be, is a community-based shelter neuter return, trap neuter return, so that we can get them all altered. And rabies vaccinated, and they can live out their lives, and then hopefully they will stop reproducing, and we can lower the numbers of cats that are out in the community like that.
If I live in the community and I know that there's a family of feral cats, you know, and do I come and take your volunteer orientation for the purposes of learning how to care for them in the wild? Is there financial help if I go out and trap them and release them and take care of them? What happens? How do I fit in?
So, no, not the volunteer orientation. That would be something completely separate. We do have a feral cat program through our clinic. So if you want to trap them and bring them in, it's $45, and they'll be altered, and they will be vaccinated. And then you just pick them up that night or the next day, depending on how things are going at the clinic. And you just release them back out there. We are working on some programs to assist with that. There's a lot of stuff in the works, but nothing that's been finalized yet.
Do you have the traps, or do I have to go?
You can rent them from us. We only have a few, so we rent them out as quickly as we can. They're fairly inexpensive at Tractor Supply in those places. But you can also, I think there's a couple of food places that will rent them, feed stores that will rent them as well, so you can call in those.
Well, and if I was doing it right away, I could come in and get this neutering done for $25, right?
That's not for feral cats. That's for owned cats that are friendly cats.
What's the difference?
You're bringing one in a trap, and you're bringing the other ones in that are friendly, so they're easier for us to handle. So we can't handle the feral cats, so there's a lot more that goes into those.
What do you do with them? Well, what do you mean you can't handle them?
We have to sedate them from inside the trap, because if we handle them, then we're going to get scratched and bit. So, and that's just going to put them in quarantine, which is not good for the cats, so we have to sedate them first.
Okay.
Which is different. It's just a different handling.
One time I took my cat and dog on an airplane. I was going someplace, and I wanted my companion animals with me. So the vet gave me a calming down pill, one for each of them. Unbeknownst to me, the cat spit hers up. The dog ate both of them. The cat was bonkers by the time I got him off the plane. The dog was a lump at the bottom of the cage. So let's talk about this cat alter special. When is that coming up?
It's going on right now.
Oh.
It's been going on all year. So, and part of the stipulation of the grant that we got for this is that they have to be owned cats. So we still have appointments for that, for the cat alters. It's $25 for spays and neuters for owned cats. You can call our clinic between 9 and 1 or between 2 and 3 to make an appointment. You can call them at 241-1658. If they don't answer, just leave a message or follow the prompts. You can also email them. They have all that information on the answering machine. Yes.
Where'd you get the grant?
PetSmart Charities.
So you apply?
Mm-hmm. Every year. Yeah.
You apply every year, and if you win, you get X number of dollars, and you apply it to subsidizing this particular program.
Yeah, PetSmart Charities has been very gracious to us, and they've given us grants almost every year, and those grants go towards spaying and neutering every year. That's what they've gone towards, and it's different every time. Sometimes it's dogs, sometimes it's cats. This year we did cats and did a big grant for cats. So we have a couple other specials that hopefully will be coming up on other animals, but for cats, $25, you can't beat that. So.
Are all pets adopted out by Haven Humane spayed or altered?
Yes, that's a law in California. Any shelter or rescue with a community over 100,000 people have to spay and neuter before they adopt out.
All right, let me.
We would do it anyway, but it is a law.
Okay, let's shift to something else. You're in charge of animal control
for the city of Reading and the city of Anderson.
City of Reading and City of Anderson.
That's correct.
Not in the county.
Correct. That's Sheriff's Department.
Not in City of Shasta Lake. They have their own, right?
They have their own shelter, their own animal control, and their own licensing. Everything is their own up there in Shasta Lake City. Correct.
Okay. So what don't you respond to when it comes to animals in the City of Reading?
What don't we respond to?
I mean, if I got a porcupine running around my backyard, are you going to come get it?
We would probably send an officer out there to assist and see what's going on if it was during regular hours, and see if we could help out. But we would have to see. We may have to have you call a wildlife trapper on something like that. But if it was an immediate threat, we would send an officer out to assist. What we normally won't do, wildlife, we won't do a lot of wildlife because that's not our jurisdiction. That's going to be, like if you've got pests or something like that, then that's going to be, you'd have to call a wildlife trapper. Or if it's something like a big cat, like a mountain lion, something like that, a bear, then that would be fish and wildlife.
There used to be a bunch of trappers in town. Are there any anymore?
There's still a couple that are, they're they're pest exterminators, basically, or pest, but it's wildlife trappers. Yeah, they do both.
If I, let's see, I'm thinking back to my own history. I had skunks and raccoons vying for nesting territory under my house one time. And who do I call?
That would be a wildlife trapper, a pest control person that would, you'd have to pay them, and they're the only ones that are licensed and can legally trap them and relocate them.
Didn't Haven Humane used to do that?
No, we don't trap
those.
I have made an observation that with the loss of habitat around the city, bears and coyotes are encroaching a lot more. So do domestic pet owners who have, like, indoor-outdoor cats and their dog may be out in the yard need to be a little more aware?
Absolutely.
Because we saw a mama bear and her cub stand in the middle of the road yesterday, and hadn't seen that in 5 years out there.
Yeah, Bob, that's a good point. I mean, owners definitely need to be aware of that and be a little bit more careful with their animals than they might have been in the past with that. If they can be indoors or in a secure fenced-in area, that's definitely the best form.
All right. Phone number here is 605-4567. If you have a question for Mark, give us a call. We'll be right back.
And at 8:30, this portion of Free Fire Radio comes to you courtesy of Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com. I recently took one of Ted's courses, and it was worked out very, very well. 8:31 on KCNR.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Coming up on 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on Free Fire Radio. 74 degrees in Redding. Weather report is, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Welcome back. This is Ken Murray. We're talking with the folks from Haven Humane. April Scott's the Director of Development. How long have you been there, April?
Oh, gosh, just since last October.
And I neglected to ask you on the bark, wine, and brew thing.
Sure.
What's the phone number for somebody to call and get a ticket?
Awesome. 530-241-5262. You'll reach the development office and you can purchase tickets right over the phone.
5262.
5262. 241-5262.
And the first 41 callers will get tickets after that. You're out of luck.
Exactly, plan for next year's.
Well, if you know, are you developing anything else?
Oh, absolutely.
If you're the director of development, tell me what you're directing.
Well, I have a wonderful team, and we work on creating new events, running our current events. We host events all year long, like Doggy Dash. We have Zumba Bash coming up in January, January 5th, actually.
What?
Zumba Bash. Do you know what Zumba is?
It's just right up your alley.
You should be there.
It's a bunch of women who get around and get all sweaty, right?
It's not just women. There are men that get involved
Mark
with Zumba,
does.
Too.
Mark does. He dresses up. He
as a woman?
Nope.
No.
What do you wear?
You lost me.
Onesie or something?
No. No, I haven't Zumba'd yet.
No.
Jennifer Lozoya, who is the person that does this for us, keeps trying to get me to Zumba, and I haven't Zumba'd yet. But it is a lot of fun. Everybody that comes to the Zumba Bash has a blast. And Jennifer and Anderson Family Fitness put this on and get all of the local Zumba instructors and fitness instructors.
Yeah, I think there's about 10.
And they put together these programs, and it's a really fun night. They have a blast. And that's
what's it got to do with
well.
Dogs and cats?
Well, all the money from the fundraiser goes back to Haven Humane Society.
I see. So you're not doing Zumba with your pet?
No.
No. No.
Oh. Well, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. And then, like you said, Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash is up after that. It's our certified 5 and 10K run. We do it down at Turtle Bay. And
what do you mean certified?
Certified is so if you're an avid runner and you're wanting to mark your time, track your time, we have actually a certified, help me out, Mark.
The course is certified, so the time is a certified time. So for those that are like runners that run a lot and they want to know what their time is, it's a certified course. So it's certified as a 5K, it's certified as a 10K.
But
versus us just kind of measuring it out and then it's not. It doesn't count.
We hire an outside company to actually come in and do it for us. So it's and I can't remember his name.
So just so I understand, April, Director of Development means Chief Fundraiser?
Yes. I think we could look at it that way. Marketing. We do all sorts of stuff in our office, and we're always trying to come up with new and creative and fun ways to get the community involved to, you know, of course, raise money for Haven Humane. Everything, essentially, we do is a fundraiser, aside from Pet Fest, which happens after Doggy Dash, which is more of just a community outreach.
What's Pet Fest?
Pet Fest is basically where we turn Haven Humane Society into a huge carnival.
When's that?
May 5th. Well, no, it was May 5th last year. This year, I think it falls on May 4th, because it always falls back a day.
That's right. Star Wars Day.
Ooh.
Well, I know. I think I know when it was, because I tried to drive down that street.
And it was packed.
It was packed. There were cars.
And why
for
would
a
you
mile
turn away? It'll be the fourth.
Yeah, we have vendors and we have our West Muster Dog Show, which is a ton of fun. Some people actually come dressed up just like their pets, and we have vendors and food, and we had margaritas last year and a DJ, and it was just a ton of fun.
What's the Second Tuesday Club?
Second Tuesday Club is where we have all these fantastic restaurants participate. Again, it's the second Tuesday of the month. This second Tuesday will be Tortilla Flats, where when you go in and eat, the restaurant actually gives Haven Humane Society back 20% of the proceeds that they made for that night.
How much money do you raise a year? What's your goal for your job?
My goal is $200,000 a year, personally.
Okay. And how much did they raise before they got you last year?
Well, how much did we raise before last year? I will say I've tripled the income of some events, so I look at it more as a sales position.
Okay. How much money do you get from the city of Reading?
We get quite a bit from the city of Reading, but it pays for it basically covers the costs of the animals for their holding period and the animal control officers. But beyond that holding period, which is only 5 days, mm-hmm. And we keep animals for months sometimes trying to find a home for them, mm-hmm. and then the medical and everything, that's where the donors help out. And not just city of Reading. So we have contracts with city of Reading, city of Anderson, and Shasta County for the housing of animals. And then City of Reading and City of Anderson for the animal control part of it is component as well, and then licensing as well.
Out of your whole budget, how much of it comes from government?
It's less than a third.
What is your annual budget?
It's just under $3 million.
Okay, so you're getting roughly $1 million from local government.
Yeah, it's less than that, but yeah.
Okay. And April's goal is $200,000, and that somewhere leaves $1.8 million you got to get out of somebody. Where do you get it?
So we basically get about a third of our revenue from. It used to be a third, a third, a third. It used to be a third from government contracts, a third from our own revenue, and then a third from fundraising, donations, letters, that kind of thing. And now with minimum wage going up, with all that happening, we're going to need to get about probably 40% from fundraising. And that encompasses more than just our fundraising events. That's what, April's not including. That comes from our monthly donors, and that's that sort of thing. So, as we go, as costs go up, as, hourly wages go up, we're going to be needing more and more from our donors and our sponsors and our community to help us keep fighting to achieve our ultimate goal of no more homeless pets in the North State.
I also know you have endowments.
We do.
How much?
So we have quite a bit of endowments, but the thing with the endowments is that we can't touch that money. So we have no control over that money whatsoever.
Well, you can't touch the capital, but you get the income off of it?
We do. We get some. We get a percentage of it annually. And so that's part of that one-third that comes off our fundraising donations and our also a little bit off of our revenue. Well, no, that's just off the fundraising donation we use that from. So, yeah, and some of those endowments we've had for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we can't touch any of that capital at all. So, we're thankful that we have it, and it certainly helps. But, yeah, even with everything that we have, we still struggle to make ends meet because of the costs that go up, the minimum wage increase, like I said, and the cost of goods, everything is going up, so it's harder and harder to do it. So we're relying more and more on that. And then April's job in development has, increased the responsibility on that because of that. So, yeah, it's a struggle. Every nonprofit in the community is going through the same thing. It's harder and harder to be a nonprofit these days. But, you know, we have a mission that I think is really important to save these animals' lives. And I think the community believes that, too. And we're achieving that regardless of the hurdles.
April, $200,000 isn't enough.
It's not. Well, I have a two-man team, a three-man team now. So it's myself, Jennifer, and Nicole. So, you know, the three of us are responsible for all these events, and I'm hoping to grow that office with another person. And, yes, I have big goals, big shoes.
We have a caller. DC is on the phone. Good morning, DC.
Hey, good to hear your gravelly voice on the radio again, Ken.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Bark.
I'm not sure California passed this law, but I'm pretty sure they did about pet stores can't sell dogs and cats, and they have to be gotten from like places like Haven Humane. Has that helped the problem or hindered it?
That's a great question, DC. So it's not really a player for us because we don't really have any in Shasta County. I'm not aware of any pet stores that have been selling any dogs or cats in the last few years anyway. Statewide, it has definitely been a help in some areas and a little bit of a hindrance in others. People are complaining that there's no regulations on regulating the animals for that. But I think overall it's definitely a good change. We're not the only ones that are looking to make this change.
How does that affect someone that raises hunting dogs or something like that?
Well, it doesn't really affect them at all because most of the breeders, excuse me, that are responsible breeders, and like hunting dogs, you know, that would be, those would be considered responsible breeders in most cases. They're adopting from their own business anyway. They wouldn't send them to a pet store. So it won't affect them at all. It doesn't affect the breeders that are the reputable breeders. What it does do is it stops some of these backyard breeders and the puppy mills from, which a lot of them, they don't sell them or adopt them out themselves. Basically, they put them in the pet store. So that was the intent of the law, was to stop those from happening.
Thank you.
Bluffy, thank you for your call. I have noticed that I read the want ads in the paper. And there's a lot of dogs for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many cats, but there's a lot of dogs for sale. And they're selling them for $400 to $1,400. Can I get the same kind of dog down at Haven Humane?
Yeah, absolutely.
For how much?
$135 is the most we ever charge for adoptions.
And the difference is we only adopt out healthy dogs. You never know what you're going to get when you buy from a stranger who's...
Okay. Yeah. And that's going to be... spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated as well.
Phone number here, 605-4567. We'll be back after this break. And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Northern California's... Oh, well, see, there was no title on North State Security. That's who brings you this portion of the program. I had to hunt around for it. They work diligently to provide clients and their... businesses from liabilities and criminal activity, highly trained visible officers and proactive mindsets. They've been your ounce of prevention since 1968, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. I'll get this right sooner or later. It's going to take me a couple of days. North State Security, back with more after this.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It is 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR's Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the program brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub in the heart of downtown, 1701 California Street. It's Reading's only true Irish pub. They've been voted best in the North State every year since 2011. They got Monday night football, bet the bookie, cash and prizes, and of course you can have the Sunday fun day, watch those NFL games while enjoying a delicious brunch served with mimosas and Bloody Marys at Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub.
Welcome back to this, the last segment of our show. On a programming note, tomorrow, I forget who's coming on at 7, but somebody, I'm sure they're important. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have the leadership of Bethel Church in here talking about the Bethel effect on the community. So
I swear we have not been to Shameless O'Leary's yet this morning.
Yeah. You're just talking for you. I don't know about April and Bob over here, or Mark over here.
Bob?
No, we haven't been Shameless yet either.
Okay. So, if I lost a pet, and I was in the fire, what are you doing about it?
So, if you lost a pet, you should have contacted Haven long before now. But if you haven't, then contact Haven, 241-2550. And speak to us about that. You can look on our Facebook page. We also suggest that you look and post on 530Pets and 530CodyAlert on Facebook and join your neighborhoodsnextdoor.com group to post pictures. We also encourage people to microchip and to make sure you have an ID. It's a law that you have your dog license. You should have a license on them if they're running around anyway on their collar. But sometimes that falls off. Sometimes they don't wear the collars. Whatever the case may be, microchipping is always the best option. Whenever our officers pick up an animal, the first thing they do is they check them for microchips. If you have that, then we can contact you. If that information is kept up to date, we can contact you before we ever bring the animal into the shelter, which is great.
If I wanted to adopt a dog, can I order a specific kind?
If you wanted to adopt a dog and you want something specific, you can call our adoption counselors at 241-1653 and tell them, hey, I'm looking for I don't know, not that you're a Pomeranian-looking kind of guy, but let's say you want a Pomeranian. You can say, hey, I'm really looking for a Pomeranian. They're going to say, okay, Ken Murray, Pomeranian. They're going to take down the information.
Wait a minute. What's a Pomeranian-looking guy look like?
I don't know. I'm just saying. So if you wanted a Pomeranian, they'd say, okay, do you want a female? Do you want a male? What age are you looking for? You know, if you're like, hey, I just really like Pomeranians. I want a Pomeranian. They'll write it down, and if we have one come in, they're going to call you before it goes up for adoption.
What is an adoption counselor?
It's
I have to get counseling to come down and get a dog?
Well, Ken, I'm not sure you don't need to get counseling anyway, but to get a dog, we have counselors that are qualified for that portion of it. So our adoption counselors work in our adoption center, and they help people find the right match for them. So the right animal for what their circumstances are. So if you're living in a one bedroom apartment, you know, having a border collie may not be a good match for you, even though you really like border collies.
I think over the years I've adopted three or four pets from Haven Humane, and always dogs. I mean, cats I just wound up with. I never went out and intentionally got one. They just showed up. And years ago, I just go down and point to one and said, I'll take that one. Okay, and they'd give it to me. Then later in the program, I had to fill out an adoption form to figure out mm-hmm. whether or not I was qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And I often thought, well, you know, I'm more qualified, I would think, than having the government or somebody else pay to feed something, but I did it. And now you have adoption counselors, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get psychologically profiled to match me with some dog.
No, actually, the counselors make it easier for the match, and they make it better, and they help with making sure that we don't put the wrong animal with the wrong family or the family with the wrong animal, because we want it to be a forever home. So we want to make sure that we do the best we can to make sure that the customer and the animal are both happy and are going to last. So our application has shortened since then. We still have an application. And a lot of the application items that used to be in the past a black and white go, no go thing now are a conversation. You know, okay, so you're going to have this as an outside dog. That's fine. What kind of fencing do you have? Okay. Well, what are we talking about with outside? Why do you want an outside? And we can educate them on, you know, these are the things that an outside dog is going to require. And this may not be a great option for an outside dog, but this one might be a great option for an outside dog, and here's why. And that gives our adoption counselors an opportunity to both educate and prepare the adopters for what's going to come in the future and set them up for success with the animal. And that's the most important thing, because we want that to be a forever adoption. We don't want to see the animal come back. We want to see the animal go into that home and be loved for the rest of its life and it to be a good match for everybody involved.
How many employees do you have?
We have 49 right now.
And how many volunteers?
We have about 60 active volunteers, and we have about 150 to 200 that come in from time to time. And our next volunteer orientation will be this Friday, September 28th, at our classroom at 5:15. It takes about an hour. That's with Cassie, our new volunteer coordinator. And then the next one will be Saturday, October 6th, which is the day of our fundraiser, at 10 a.m., again in our classroom. And you can find more information on our website at havenhumane.org. And we love volunteers, so we definitely need more volunteers. And Cassie, our new volunteer coordinator, is amazing. So we're looking to get a lot more volunteers to help out in a whole bunch of different areas, not just walking dogs and socializing cats.
I come in and want to volunteer. Can I volunteer for 4 hours once a month or
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely.
I mean, you
yes.
tailor it that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Once you go through the orientation and you're trained up and you're ready to go, then you come in when you're able to. Cassie would send out an email or call and say, hey, we've got this special event. We need extra volunteers. Are you able to help out? And so we have some people that just do outreaches. We have some people that come in on Saturdays. We have some amazing folks that come with their kids on Saturdays, because you have to be 16 and older to volunteer by yourself. We have people that work in the clinic. We have people that work in licensing. We have people that work in development. Mm-hmm. So we have a bunch of volunteer opportunities for all the volunteers. And I always tell people, come in, try it. It's you're going to realize that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the animal after a while. And they absolutely adore it. And if they can get past the first 3 or 4 weeks of coming in on a regular basis, then they really enjoy it. And we usually have them for a long time. And we love our volunteers. They're amazing. Can never thank them enough.
Out of 49 employees, how many veterinarians do you have?
We have 2.
Okay. And they do all of the spay and neutering and examinations and
correct.
Get rid of ticks or whatever else you do down there.
Yeah, most of the tick stuff, the staff would handle most of that. The kennel staff would handle most of that, but yeah.
You actually have a person down there called a tick picker?
No, we do not.
I'm just checking. 241-5262. That's the phone number to get your ticket for $50 to Bark and Brew, which is the main thing we're pushing this morning, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it'll be a fabulous time.
And you'll get a chance to bid on a visit with Elton John or a trip to Italy and a great meal.
That's right.
Yeah, rustic Italian buffet, unlimited champagne for sponsored tables, martinis. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, except I don't drink. I mean, can I buy my ticket for $40 if I don't drink instead of $50?
No.
See how you are. Thank you for being in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result. Back down. Gonna
stand my ground. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.